Well, good Sabbath afternoon, brethren. It's good to see everyone again. In just about a month, actually just under a month, we will be celebrating the sacred season of the seventh month. It's time for us to begin to examine our thoughts and our attitudes and to consider, are we in the proper state of mind to appear before the King of the Universe? I'll ask that again. Are we in the proper state of mind to appear before the King of the Universe? If you'll turn with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 10, we'll begin reading there in verse 3, and we'll just consider some thoughts from the Apostle Paul here. 2 Corinthians 10, beginning with verse 3. And we read here, "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not of the flesh, but eternally powerful for the destruction of fortresses." Some translations say strongholds. "We are destroying speculations and every lofty thing raised up against the knowledge of Yahweh. And we are taking every thought captive to the obedience of Messiah." It says that we're destroying speculations and taking every thought captive to the obedience of the Messiah. Let's consider that for just a minute. The word speculations might also be translated as imaginations or reasonings or thoughts. How are we doing, brethren, with our thought lives? Do we think about the right kinds of things? Are we concerned with worldly and sensual things rather than spiritual things? Are we more concerned with temporal success instead of spiritual success? These are all questions that we must answer to ourselves and before Yahweh. It says that we have to take every thought captive to the obedience of the Messiah. In other words, we must have the mind of the Messiah. Whenever we do things, whenever we think things, what we need to do in each of those cases is to ask ourselves, what would Yahshua do? What would his mind be about this particular topic, about this particular thought, about this particular action? And we always have to filter our lives through the mind of the Messiah. And if you want to know the mind of the Messiah, you don't have to guess what that mind is. You look into the scriptures, and certainly you could look at the evangels and the words that came out of his mouth, which came from his heart. In that way, you could certainly know the mind of the Messiah. But in point of fact, Yahshua is the living word of Almighty Yahweh, and reality is embodied in the entire sacred scriptures. So if you want to know the mind of the Messiah who said that he came speaking not his own words, but the words of his Father who sent him, and doing the will of his Father who sent him. If you want to know his mind and you want to know his will, then all you have to do is look in the pages of the sacred scriptures from Genesis to Revelation, and you're going to know the mind of the Messiah. And then it's important to take that mind and to seek to do the same thing. And that way we can take every thought captive to the obedience of the Messiah. The title of this message is Attitude Adjustments. Very simple. Attitude Adjustments. What kind of attitudes do we have presently? And what kind of attitude will we have when we appear before Almighty Yahweh during the holy days, during the sacred season? What is attitude anyway? Well, if you want a dictionary definition from Webster's Dictionary, you have several here. One of them might be posture, what the attitude that you take. It's posture, it's a noun. But the one I really want to consider is the second definition here, which is the one that we typically consider when we think of the word attitude. The word attitude means a mental position or feeling with regard to a fact or state. I'll repeat that. A mental position or feeling with regard to a fact or state. And as I said, I'm especially interested in this second definition. What is our mental position? What is our mental feeling with regard to the fact or state of our current existence? And that may be different for everyone because you have your own experiences. You have your own set of circumstances that you have to deal with in your life. I can't speak for you and you can't speak for me. Although we may see some similarities, although we may see some commonalities, the fact remains that your life is yours and my life is mine. And it's going to be different for everyone. And within a family, even in that case, you might still have similar thoughts and attitudes and actions because you belong to a tightly knit group of several people in the same vicinity. But even in that case, because each one of us is an individual, we have our own way of dealing with things, and those are shaped by our education, by our history, by our background, by our upbringing, by the way that we reflect upon things and deal with things and have done so in the past.